Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 6th day of June, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6, then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today and a low of 48. And grass is growing tall, and it's going to dry out quick. And I can already smell the smoke. Can't believe it. Son of a bitches. Anyhow, we're going to take this quick hiatus, and then we'll come back to the the Ministry of Lies, non-mainstream, non-alternate, controlled opposition, attack on the internet, controlled opposition, filthy fucking lies. That'll work. Because that's what it is. It's all it is.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, over to the propaganda shit. Drag queen Letta Dickin performs for children at Maine Town's first Pride Festival. You know, they just fucking come in. This 1% has come in and fucking back up. Hey, back up, you 200-pound fucking pussy. You fucking work out 3 times a week, 200-pound fucking pussy, back up. You got a fucking fag walking through here. Don't want nothing to get hurt. You don't want you to get hurt. We let this shit happen, and I cannot fucking believe it. This is by Nahanna Nightingale, the postmillennial. A Maine town near Portland drew criticism after drag queen with a suggestive mane performed in front of children at the town's first ever Pride Week on Sunday. That name was Letta Dickins. How about we claim a fucking smash the motherfuckers month? Because we don't fucking hurt them. They're laughing at us right fucking now. We have all the fucking means in the world to rip their shit apart, and we fucking ain't doing it in front of children at the town's first ever Pride Week. According to WWGE, Over a dozen letters were sent to the town in the spring arguing that the drag shows were not family friendly. What? Others in the community expressed concerns over threats to drag queens. Why? Who's going to do something? Whitman police investigated and found no credible threats, but despite this, organizers decided not to have drag performances participate. A May 30th announcement by the Windham Raymond Pride Board stated that the drag performances had been canceled due to bravado, close-mindedness, and the use of social media with reckless abandon on the part of some of our community's members. Whether they're going to stomp your fucking weird ass. Got to do it. Deplorable behavior from a small but vocal group. You're always going to call you small. 90% of the fucking people want to blow these fuckers clear out of this country. But they're always going to try, oh, just a small group. It's a hedge group until it fucking explodes. When it explodes, you ain't going to be able to deny. You've already got your fucking goddamn plan to escape, but you ain't going to get out of this goddamn country. We're closing the ports. We're closing the airports. You're not going no goddamn where. And neither is anything you've stolen from us. Has led to our entire community losing privilege to see the privilege now to see a fucking freak, to see drag queen royalty at our inaugural Pride event. The Pride Board and our queens made the call late last night by prioritizing safety over anything else was the only way forward. The announcement noted that the Sunday event featured an eccentric maker market engaging read-alouds and an array of kid-friendly activities. No, fucking these freaky, fucking messed up in the fucking mind need to be taken out behind the shit house and shot in the head with a 22. Motherfuckers have nothing to offer our fucking children but fucking pain and fucking anguish. And any fucking, I'll tell you what, you're a goddamn parent. You took your kids around this shit. You are a worthless son of a bitch. You deserve the worst of fucking deaths. And before this is all over with, you motherfuckers are going to answer up. One drag queen attended the festival. Together We Rise, last minute, by the name of Letta Dickin. The drag queen was seen doing dancing in a sparkly rainbow jumpsuit, reading to children and singing the hips on the drag queen, which is sung to the tune of The Wheels on the Bus. Letta Dickin proclaims to be Maine's number one plus size drag queen. I mean, I shouldn't even be fucking reading this. The fact that I'm reading this shows there ain't no fucking men left in this goddamn country. On Instagram, I found really important to show up and be visible and help lift up not only the Windham and Raymond queer community, but also the organization, which has gone through through a lot of challenges to get where they are today, the performers told the Portland Press Herald on Sunday. I wanted to help get out the message that love is louder than hate. I don't know, bitch! You know, fucker! We'll see if it's louder than fucking hate. You fucking 1%. This is one fucking lousy fucking percent. Running roughshod over us with fucking dresses on. Fucking weak. We've had them in Portland for a very long time, and to have them go to communities outlying Portland is absolutely stellar, said volunteer Jennifer Curran, who kids need support throughout the whole state of Maine, not only for kids, but I see many older couples are coming in thanking us for having safe spaces for the community. Fuck you, lying bitch, bastard, whatever in the fucking, whatever kind of fucking animal you are. Windham Police Chief Kevin Schofield said that no protesters or disturbances were reported during the event. Well, nobody's got no goddamn balls left to do anything. Jesus Christ, and there's a picture of it. Good God Almighty. B beat it down with a fucking stick. Exposed, Israel secretly targeted black U.S. lawmakers with cause of war influence campaign. And they did, but there's another story down here about the same thing that shows it went wider, and that's one we're going to look at later. Netanyahu, Israel is prepared for very intense war with Lebanon. No, they don't. They just wanted to stop those battle Palestinians. They didn't. They don't want to conquer Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iran, Turkey. You know, the Ottoman Empire, do they? Maybe you son of a bitches better start listening and start doing something about it. By Jason Ditz, antiwar.com. Yesterday it was reported that that Britain had informed the Lebanese government that it should prepare for full-scale Israeli war by mid-month. This report now appears to be confirmed as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talks up Israel's readiness for such a war. Of course, the whole fucking United States, you're going to take your children over there and have them killed. And be killed by the Lebanese. God will hate those fucking Lebanese. And we invade their country for our fucking kike masters. Ain't my kike master, you fucking scum. You son of a bitches and your corporations and your fucking goddamn monarchies. You're done. When this breaks loose, you'll be fucking scrambling. You'll be hiding and crawling under fences, you fucking... Following the war cabinet meeting, Netanyahu declared on Wednesday that Israel is prepared for a very intense operation against Lebanon, asserting that he would restore calm to the north of Israel one way or another. Well, get your fucking ass out there and do it, bitch. For 8 months, Israel and Hezbollah have been trading near daily fire across the border, and Israeli politicians have demanded a resolution as tens of thousands of civilians are being displaced. By the military action. Oh, you mean some of their people had to move out of the way of the bombs where the bomb in the Golan Heights that belonged to them? War has been anticipated all year, but the starting point has moved closer with Israeli Chief, Army Chief, Lieutenant General Hizi Halevi, reiterating that Israel is ready for an offensive and that a decision point is at hand. Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikatis, fuck you foreign pricks, claims reports of an imminent war are baseless, and that, here we go, we're halfway through the article. I don't know, which side are you on? I mean, this is all the same shit. It's an election year. This is what you get. Claims of an imminent war are baseless, and that repeated media reports of Britain warning of the war are untrue. He added that he's never been given any such warning. Israeli airstrikes today continue to target motorcyclists across southern Lebanon, killing two riders in Nakoura with a drone attack. The slain were reported as... Well, you can kill anybody. Hey, what if I just walk down the street and start killing everybody? He was Hezbollah. Oh, okay, he was Hezbollah. Is anybody going to go further than that with the shit? The slain were reported as Hezbollah members. A separate attack wounded three people who were also identified as Hezbollah. Well, I said, well, of course they were. If the kikes tell me, I know it's true, right? The United States and France have spent months trying to negotiate a settlement to prevent the war. The hope has been for both sides to cease fire and that Hezbollah relocate further north, resolving Israeli complaints about the organization's presence right on its border. Well, I think they agreed to stop if you quit fucking committing genocide on the Palestinians, didn't they, you motherfuckers? Oh, he's just tell the right part of the story for your fucking narrative. Ninth, 194 World Health Organization countries agree to arrest citizens who oppose bird flu vaccine media blackout. Yes, well, come and fucking do it, because I refuse, you motherfucker. I fucking tell you to shove it. Come on. But it's that freak with his fucking glasses on, that fucking, I think he's an Indian or whatever in the fuck he is. See here, 194 World Health Organization members of states have agreed to begin arresting and prosecuting citizens who speak out against the bird flu. The bird flu's bullshit. You're fucking bullshit. You're a fucking goddamn commie cunt, and you ain't going to do fucking nothing. So play with your fucking four eyes and stay out of my fucking face. Bird flu vaccine as part of tough new measures designed to stomp out so-called misinformation. Come stomp on me, motherfucker. The World Health Assembly this week adopted amendments to the controversial. See, we told you this shit fucking shit ain't going away, and they're going forth with it. It's just easing. It's like thin edge of a thick wedge, you know, and they're fucking easing the knife in your fucking back. The World Health Assembly this week adopted amendments to the controversial international health regulations without any fanfare from the mainstream media. These amendments, you are the mainstream media, by the way, son of a bitch. These amendments abolish the national sovereignty of countries, grant the World Health Organization sweeping powers to pass laws in Western nations, and criminalize speech that the World Health Organization says undermines the official narrative. Well, get the fuck on it. I always hear this fucking shit. Do it. Come shut my fucking mouth. Do it, you fucking bunch of cunts. Exposenews.com reports the following are brief descriptions of articles, podcasts, and press conferences from various sources in recent days. Some of the concerns are the agreement for governments to address misinformation and disinformation, and the wording that further strengthens surveillance, thus laying the groundwork for this surveil, declare, threat, lockdown, coerced mass vaccination approach. Well, that sounds pretty fucking impressive. Why don't you do it? Why don't you quit talking about all this shit? You're becoming goddamn almost a fucking annoyance is all you are. Do it! It is important to note that countries have 10 months to reserve or reject provisions. Yeah, you do it, you fucking cocksuckers in Washington, you fucking international corporate fucking invaders, occupiers. Do it. Do it. Do it. Let's get this. Well, you don't want to get this shit over with because you know how the story ends. Except those countries which rejected the 2022 amendments and also have 18 months. We must therefore keep raising awareness and put pressure on our government to reject the amendments before the end of March. No, come do it. That's your rejection. You fucking mark this down on a piece of paper and get your fucking ass over here and fucking enforce it, you son of a bitch. Let's get this fucking fire NATO going. You ain't going to do shit, you four-eyed fucking freak. At the end, we have included an article about the World Health Organization Science Council, a group of unelected people who will control your future. They will. Do you see it? Guys, they're going to control our future. You think so? Maybe I'll control your fucking end, you son of a bitch. I'll control your future into eternity. I'll put a bullet through your fucking head. Come fucking walk on my rights. Come try to fucking walk on the law of December 15, 1791, the unalienable law of we the people. Come violate our fucking law and see if I won't fucking defend it. Trudeau declares victory 1 June 2024. In a media briefing on the pandemic preparedness and response and other developments at the 77th World Health Assembly, World Health Organization Director General Trudeau Adhanom, goddammit, we get 50 fucking names, Jibberi Jesus said, Today, the nations of the world made history at the World Health Assembly. After 2 years of negotiations, they adopted a strong... You were negotiating in a foreign fucking country, you motherfucker. You're passing law. You are pretending that you have the authority to pass laws that you can that violate our fucking goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15th, and that you can enforce them. Get your fucking ass in your fucking gear and get to fucking enforcing them. Mouth. Package of the amendments to the international health regulations based on the lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic. There were no fucking COVID-19. No COVID-19. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never existed. It wasn't a pandemic. It was an operation so that they could get the fucking biological kill agent, mRNA, and as many fucking human beings as they could and kill them fucking dead with biological warfare. It was a goddamn genocide in itself. The IHR was last updated 19 years ago. The amendments adopted today strengthen global preparedness, surveillance, and response to public health emergencies, including pandemics. You better strengthen up, you son of a bitch. And although the pandemic agreement has not yet been finalized, the Health Assembly has charted the way forward. It has agreed to extend the mandate of the intergovernmental negotiating body to finalize negotiations on the pandemic agreement as soon as possible. And by next year's World Health Assembly, at least at the latest. The success of the IHR amendments demonstrates that in our divide and divisive world, countries can still come together to find common causes and common ground. Bring your common asses on over and fucking enforce it on the individuals. Because we're not collectives. We're individual, free, sovereign nationals. Each one of us has the right to blow your fucking brains out. For a violation of the highest law in this land, for sedition, for treason, on a fucking scale never fucking seen before. The 30-minute media briefing was posted on live on Twitter on June 1st, 2023. You can watch the full briefing here, and you can watch the full closing session at the 77th World Health Assembly on WHO's website here. You know what? Shove it in your ass, World Health Organization. Fuck you. And Henry Shively's saying, fuck you. Come and fucking try it. You can write it down on a piece of paper. You can go out there and swap spit, you old fucking pricks and you filthy fucking scum and your, what the hell they call them, young New World leaders or some kind of horse shit. Bring your punk asses along too. We got lots of fucking lead for y'all, every fucking one of you son of a bitches. And you ain't going to do shit against the fucking law of December 15, 1791. That's the people's law. And we got the right to pull out our fucking guns and every other fucking deadly weapon we own and rip your fucking asses apart, run you out of this fucking country, chase you down, get our fucking wealth back, hang your fucking asses. Whatever we decide to do, you non-governmental. In fact, you know, just a thought, they're not our representatives. We fucking know. We know this is a fucking corporation. The whole goddamn world's always been a fucking corporation. But the son of a bitch is here. The bottom line is we can stretch your fucking necks for what you have done in violation of our law. You've committed sedition and you have committed treason. And it's prima fucking facie. So get ready. I mean, when it happens, you ain't going to like the way this turns out. Fauci is put on notice, told to reserve records for major free speech lawsuit. I thought this was funnier than shit. Oh, yeah. All them. You take a look at these motherfuckers. They ran it back to the fucking office and start shredding documents and beating the hell out of goddamn computer hard drives with hammers as soon as they left this fucking hearing. And they ain't going to do, you know what? They ain't going to do nothing to fucking Fauci. Bill Clinton sold ICBM guidance systems to the fucking Chinese. And fucking Hillary Clinton sold uranium, our uranium in our fucking desert here in Oregon and Idaho, to the fucking Russians so that they could sell it to the fucking Chinese, our enemies. They're not going to do nothing. In 2008, the derivatives bubble, it was a total fucking fraud, easily proven fraud. They stepped up and said, yeah, this is fucking fraud, but they're just too big to jail, too big to fail. But they're not, they're not too big to kill. And they are enemy combatants. These are the people who want to kill us. Give me a mean look, you motherfucker. There's a guy sitting beside him. Give me a mean look, you motherfucker. Come do that to my face. I'll blow your fucking head off. Trump says Israel needs to finish the job in Gaza, pledges to restore Israeli lobby's power over Congress. And yes, I read that correctly. This is your boy. Vote. Public. I'm a publican. Vote. Gonna vote for your fucking best, your favorite pedophile, you son of a bitches, you Trump-tard goofy motherfuckers. Here's Trump. Trump says Israel needs to finish the job in Gaza, pledges to restore Israeli lobby's power over Congress. I guess that Congress cannot represent us. Not if the power over it is fucking Israel, a fucking foreign nation with a foreign king. Now, can it? But again, fucking Trump has been the best president Israel ever had. He'll take care of his fucking, his people, which we are not. Chris Manahan, Information Liberation, former President Donald Trump told Fox News host Sean Hannity on Wednesday that Israel needs to finish the job in Gaza and pledge to restore the Israeli lobby's power over Congress if elected. This is what the fucker's saying. I'm gonna reinstate the treason. That is fucking treason. Highest fucking treason you can commit, isn't it? He also said that unnamed people are telling him the October 7th attack never happened and compared them to Holocaust deniers. See, this son of a bitch, you're going to go, you don't care. You think, I'm going to get more money in my fucking paycheck. It don't matter which one of these scumbags, whichever one it is, will not be fucking elected. He or she will be selected, and they'll just pick up the baton, and they'll go forward to the destruction of this country like they have in the past 243 fucking years. Same, no fucking difference. It's never got better, and it never will. Unless the people stand up, grow a fucking spine, and enforce the fucking law. So let's see what Trump had to say to Sean Hannity about the fucking sovereignty of our country. Sean Hannity hosts, you say declining nations, nations. So let me go back to the foreign policy on the issue of the war in Europe and war in Middle East. And we have the Iranians, according to reports, even the IAEA may be very close to nuclear weapons. That should scare everybody because they are crazy enough that they would use them. And they in a precarious situation, more dangerous hard to read. Well, they might be crazy enough to use them. Has anybody ever been crazy enough to use them, the fucking atomic bombs? Who was that? Oh yeah, that was the Jew-controlled motherfucking occupational government for the fucking United States of America, international corporate mafia with the fucking Jews in control. Yeah, they were the ones crazy and sick in the head enough to fucking use them to commit genocide on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, weren't they? That's the only, we don't want them fucking Iranians to get to hold them. They might fucking use them like we did. Trump, the most dangerous time in the history of our country. Hannity, I would agree. So my question is to you, if you are elected and you are the next president, the 47th president, how do you begin the process of restoring world order? Now, one other thing, I never thought if in my lifetime I would listen to a president of our country, the leader of the free world, literally tell the country that was attacked by radical Islamic terrorists that we'll support your defense, but we won't support your fighting back after the Iranians fired weapons into their country. To meet what was a surrender, to meet that was a surrender. To me, that was a surrender. In the war on terror, we're trying to lecture Israel. You can't go to Rafah. You can't go do this. Excuse me. How would we act if we lost by population extrapolated out 40,000 Americans in a day? Well, we have. I think, you know, when we invaded the beaches of Normandy in the trenches in fucking goddamn World War One, we've lost, Antietam, I think there were 40,000 killed. That was us fighting each other. How would we fucking act? Well, it depends on who did it. If we fucking, it was a false flag, you motherfucker, like everybody knows it is, Hannity, and you know it is, Hannity, you piece of fucking human dog shit. It was a fucking false flag meant to fucking perpetrate a fucking genocide on the Palestinian people, take their fucking country, take their fucking oil fields, take their fucking beaches, take their fucking country away from them, you sorry son of a bitch. What would you do? I don't know. If it was the right 40,000 people, we might have a fucking party. Trump. So number one, they have to finish the job. Israel has to finish that job. They have to finish it quickly, strongly, and they have to get back to life again because it's taking too long. Hannity, so you go in, you win, you finish. Trump, gotta win, gotta win. What it says, the attack on October 7th, and it's that has been proved a fucking fraud. I mean, debunked to the fucking ground by the fucking Israeli people. But do you see how these fucking, that's how you know this is not fucking alternate media. These motherfuckers are goddamn paid fucking shills. The attack on October 7th, and it's getting more and more demand. They're demanding it. I have people telling me that they don't think the attack ever happened. Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. It'd be the it was Israelis saying it, and they were shooting their own fucking people. So it was, but no, you ain't gonna listen to them, are you, fucking cocksucker, you piece of shit, you pedophile. And take a look. You watch the news reports. You watch these people on television, and just like that, you have Holocaust deniers. Also, they say the Holocaust never happened. Well, I'm sorry, it was National Geographic. They went and dug up the history, and they had determined that there weren't even 650,000 Jews in all of fucking Europe when 6 million were said to have been killed by the lying fucking fork-tongued fucking Jews. It's the exact same people. They're saying it never happened. AOC plus three. You know, Israel was the most powerful lobby in the country 15 years ago. Why? Because they were paying your asses off? We need nothing from them. They're a piss hole in the fucking goddamn sand. Today, between Taleb, I guess it is, and AOC and all these people, what they're doing Israel, they don't the backing. People, what they're doing Israel, they don't the backing the way they want. They don't have the backing. So if you write these fucking R's, it's hard enough to read this shit without fucking words missing. Hannity, you'll give it to them? Trump, yeah, I'm good. But they don't have the backing. Even Schumer, he's become like a Palestinian Chuck Schumer, Jewish, always strong for Israel. He's become like a Palestine. Trump made similar comments in 2021 when he said that the Israel literally owned Congress. This is it. They're supposed to, you see. We've tried to tell you all along who has run this country, dual citizen motherfuckers, Israeli Americans, putting that Israeli first. Israel! Get the fuck out of my country, you motherfuckers. Every one of you is going to fucking die here for what you have done to us. And laminated that their grip was supposedly slipping. Well, it'll happen when you see little fucking toddlers with their arms chopped off. No anesthesia, no fucking food. People treated like fucking, like you wouldn't treat a rat. You know, the biggest change I've seen in Congress is Israel literally owned Congress. You understand that, Trump told 570 KVI's Era Hoffman 15 years ago, and it was so powerful. It was so powerful, and today it's almost the opposite, he continued. That's because the people found out what those motherfuckers are, what you are, Trump. You have between AOC and Omar and these people that hate Israel, they hate it with a passion. Goddamn right. They're controlling Congress, and Israel is not a force in Congress anymore. Oh, hell no. No, no, they're not a force in Congress. Fucking get out the fucking list. I mean, it's just amazing. I've never seen such a change, and we're not talking about over a long period of time. This is what happens when people find out what you're a fucking animal, that you've lied to them for so many fucking years, that the people who were trying to tell you that they were fucking animals were fucking right, and now you have to sit there and know that you were wrong, and you can add your name to the fucking list of people responsible for the deaths. I think you know exactly what I am saying. They had such power. Israel had such power, and rightfully over Congress, and now it doesn't. A foreign fucking country has fucking power rightfully over our Congress that is supposed to represent. Well, it never did. That Constitution never fucking was. It's a goddamn corporation. You piece of fucking shit. But just to say this, you son of a bitch, you don't know the hate out here. And now it doesn't, Trump said. It's incredibly credible, actually. Harrods reported earlier this week that Israeli-American Myriam Alderson is planning to donate at least $100 million to Trump, but wants his support for Israel annexing the West Bank in return. You know, that occupied territory, that buffer zone. Make a buffer zone, and next thing you know, well, we've already built the houses on it. You're already stealing the fucking oil, you fucking sleazy fucking Jew pricks. Congress in April voted overwhelmingly to give almost $100 billion to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and ban TikTok for allowing criticism of Israel to go viral. You find out who you can't criticize, you find out who's running your fucking life. Congress also passed controversial FISA law to spy on Americans to protect Israel, as well as another controversial bill called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which aims to silence criticism of Israel as hate speech. Fuck the Israelis. The Israelis are pig shit eating fucking subhuman fucking animals. That's what they are. Just yesterday, AIPAC boasted that 67/67 AIPAC endorsed Democrats. Oh, 67 of 67 AIPAC endorsed Democrats have won their primary elections this cycle. Well, and when you don't have an election system, I don't know, Trumpy, in your article here, were these honest elections, or did your AIPAC fucking buddies fucking? Who counted the votes? Spain? I think that's who counted the votes in one of the elections. Trump told the Republican Jewish Coalition in 2016 while running for president, you're not going to support me because I don't want your money. And there's a fucking video of him saying it. You want to control your politicians, Trump added. And he wants a video. He does. He says, you know, I'm not going to take your money. Boy, he wants our money now. He's now collecting tens of millions of dollars from Israel First donors by promising to shut down pro-Palestinian protests and pledging to restore Israel's control over our Congress. Listen to that. Israel's restore it. They already have it. But I mean, to say that, to fucking for that to come out of his mouth, that's treason. Do you goddamn deadheaded Trump tards know what the word treason is? Total control over our representatives. They're not our representatives. This is a fucking corporation. This is a corporate fucking takeover. And Trump's going to fucking lead it for his fucking Israeli fucking brethren. What the hell does any of this have to do with America First? Well, actually, nothing, you dumb son of a bitch. It was just a slogan, America First. And it never was a fucking America First. And it never is going to be America First until Americans step up and quit being fucking pussies. Get out that fucking 10 articles of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law, December 15th, and enforce them ad nauseum. Enforce them with zero fucking tolerance. Put these motherfuckers in the wall, up against the wall, and in the fucking goddamn gallows. That's when it'll stop. If you get the goddamn guts to stop it. Anyhow, I think it's time to take a break. I need a drink of water. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
intense desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. The unity is ours. Burn in hell. Fine white lines of crystal light keep us up all day and all night. Yeah, with the forgotten boys and girls who drive on cosmic droids. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. The unity is ours. Burn in hell. Burn in hell. Wow. Satan's desire. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. Yeah.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time, and of course, with Megadeth, with this fucking planet's on fire, and if it ain't, I don't know what the hell it is. It's insane. We're dealing with insanity. I mean, we just read this article. I mean, I'm going to read that last part again. Here's now collecting tens of millions of dollars from Israel. He's now, I mean, Trump, from Israel first donors by promising to shut down pro-Palestinian protests and go beat our fucking people out of the fucking streets, right, you cocksucker. Why don't you give it a go? And pledging to restore Israel's total control over our Congress. Of course. I mean, that's kind of America first, right? Unfucking believable, people. Let's see what else we got here. ACLU sue Biden administration over new border rules. It's not even worth talking about. FBI, sickening child rape videos on Hunter Biden's laptop are real. You mean that video we have at the top of our fucking page that we've had there for God knows how long is real? You're admitting it? They're admitting it? Oh, it is real? And he's going to be fucking cuffed and stuffed for that, right? He's going to be put in front of a trial court and go to prison for the rest of his life for what he did to those little girls, right? By Sean Adele, TABA TABAI, People's Voice, who I don't like. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell containing child rape videos is real and has not been tampered with. The FBI witness testified during Hunter's trial on Wednesday. When asked if she'd seen any evidence of tampering of the data from Hunter's laptop, FBI agent Erica Jensen, a witness for Special Counsel David Weiss, Weiss's team, stunned the courtroom when she said no. Visibly rattled, attorney Abbe Lowell then asked Jensen during cross-examine, did you find out if any of the files had been tampered with? I did not, Jensen claimed, replied. The testimony debunks repeated claims by Hunter's associates and lawyers that his laptop was subject to manipulation and hacking. Hunter's lawyers last month had claimed they would dispute the authenticity of the laptop if the DOJ moved to submit it into evidence. Defense counsel has numerous reasons to believe the data had been altered and compromised before investigators obtained the electronic material, his lawyer wrote. But Weiss shot down Hunter's defense team's argument before submitting the laptop into evidence, confirming that it was indeed authentic. He has not shown any of the actual evidence in the case is unreliable or unauthentic because there is none, West's team wrote. Instead, the defendant's theory about the laptop is a conspiracy theory with no supporting evidence. The DOJ confirmed the authenticity of Hunter's laptop in a January court filing, and that Apple produced backups of data from several of Hunter's electronic devices that he had backed up to his iCloud account. New York Post first broke the story about Hunter's laptop in October 2020, which was met with vehement pushback by the Biden team, mainstream media, and former intelligence. I mean, even the mainstream media, you're a bunch of sorry son of a pedophile with little children. That's what you, I mean, is that job that in fact, I guess you like that fucking Porsche. You like those fucking seat covers. You like that fucking penthouse apartment, don't you? You lie for it. You fucking see little children fucking tortured for it. And more intelligent officials who called it Russian disinformation. Well, I guess it wasn't Russian disinformation. Now, was it? So what we have at the top of this page, that's a goddamn fact. And the son of a bitch that did it, he's being prosecuted, I think, for fucking possession of a handgun by a dope addict. 2 years later, CNN, the New York Times, and other corporate outlets finally acknowledged Hunter's laptop was authentic. Hunter is on trial in Delaware over three felony charges related to his effort to obtain a firearm in 2018 while addicted to drugs. And this shit sits at the top of From the Trenches. You can go look at it. Little fucking six, seven-year-old girls, maybe six, seven, in fucking lingerie. He's just laying there naked with a towel across his pecker, and these little girls are sitting all over him and shows him fucking weighing out his fucking crack cocaine. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, people. What does it take? I mean, is there anything that will fucking make the people say, no, no fucking more. This stops now. We're going to step up. We're going to put ourselves on the fucking line. We're going to put our lives on the line, and we're going to stop this because it's fucking wrong.
They're not going to do anything to him on a gun charge either.
No, they're not. I guarantee you they will not do a goddamn thing to him. And none of these fuckers, they've committed murder, they've committed espionage, they've committed treason, you name it, and they come right out and say, yeah, they did it. Or just like in 2008 with the derivatives bubble, fucking international fraud to the tune of $16 trillion that was borrowed in my great-great-grandchildren's name so that they too could be born into fucking servitude. $16 trillion owed to the people, we the people. We didn't make those fucking debts. They did. I signed nothing. Did you? And even if I did, it was against my fucking will, and I marked it as such. Large black voices continue to speak out against the Democratic Party. This is not what I was talking about before. This is Wall Street Apes. Charleston White says the illegal immigrant invasion is about replacing the black vote and the American jobs. Well, yeah, it's about racing all the fucking votes, buddy, and all the jobs. It's a migrant crisis. Don't do that, man. We all need to join together. They're fucking us all, and they're fucking us equally. I guarantee there's more white people getting fucked than there are black people getting fucked. But we're all American nationals, and we stand together. They can't fuck us. We can fuck them. We've been seeing it for the last 8 years. Every 2 years, they bring in a big migrant population. So everybody we have problem with, we'll just read it like it is. They bring them people over here. Everybody we have problem with, but not our Republican people. It's the Democratic people. Oh yeah, this is the whole fucking cell. God damn it! One way, and you feel, all you gotta do is just go. I'm gonna cross party lines. We're gonna put a stop to this. You motherfuckers! You tell me what has ever been gained by a fucking vote? Nothing. They continue to take more and more and more of your rights, more and more and more of your fucking wealth, more and more of your dignity, more and more of your morality. They have destroyed this fucking country, and that's my right. Do you know what your rights are, sir? Do you know what the Bill of Rights? My right. Vote. Republican vote. Democrat vote. My vote. Got my right. You fucking stupid pricks. You are the ones that have destroyed this goddamn country. Because you won't even take fucking 10 minutes to think for yourselves. I mean, I cannot imagine being in that state, being in a state of mind where I could not take fucking responsibility for my own fucking thoughts. It's insane. Too hard to think. I mean, if you look at something too hard to fucking, you got computers and shit now. You could look it up and you can know the subject very fucking well, very fucking quick, and you can know all sides of it. No. My buddy down at work, you know, he's drinking beer, and he said that we have to go this way here to probably get a bigger paycheck. That's what counts. That's what counts. You bet that's what counts, you son of a bitch. That's all you fuckers have ever done. Looked out for your fucking self. We were supposed to look out for one another. We used to. We used to be a people. We used to be a people to be reckoned with. And that's when we were a people with morality and decency and consciousness. We don't have it anymore. And then we better get it fucking back soon, or this country will go straight down the barrel, and this country will be with, like the rest of the world, it will be on fire. And there'll be no putting it out. And that is the word from the trenches.
Come on.